Last week, the world's top whiskey was crowned, and it was not Scotch. It was a Canadian rye made by Crown Royal. Surprisingly, not one Scotch whiskey even made it into the top five. But despite the competition, Scotch is selling better than ever in this country, as NPR's Jackie Northam discovered.
It was a tough assignment.
So you're going to have to guide me on this one. What do I want?
A lunchtime, tasting fine Scotch whiskies.
Do you normally drink whiskey? Have you had whiskey before? And do you like it peaty or smoky or not?
I settled on a Macallan rare cask for my first tasting.
Cheers to health.
Slán de mhaith.
My guide is Richard Lockhead, a member of Scottish Parliament.
So I'm Cabinet Secretary for Rural Affairs, Food and the Environment, and that includes food and drink, which is huge in Scotland.
Lockhead was in Washington to promote Scotland's most popular export, but it hardly seems necessary here in the US, the biggest market for Scotch whisky.
Well, Scotch whisky has grown phenomenally over the last few years, and in the US alone, there's been a massive increase in single malts in particular over the last few years.
Lockhead says that interest has helped spur nearly $3 billion worth of investment in new and refurbished distilleries in Scotland. He says while Scotch whisky is popular, the industry can't sit on its laurels because other distilleries around the world are coming after it. On the other side of town, a few days later, I caught up with Jeff Fail, the bar and spirits director for the Neighborhood Restaurant Group, which has about 15 restaurants in D.C. and Virginia. When the lunchtime crowd thins out at the Partisan restaurant, Fail and I scoot around behind the bar for a closer look. There are multiple shelves bearing whiskies from all over the world.
But the Japanese are really doing some fantastic whiskey. They really are doing some very nice, subtle flavors.
Fail says everyone is talking about a whiskey from Japan, Suntory Yamazaki, which won Whiskey of the Year last year. He says many people didn't realize Japan even made a whiskey until the movie Lost in Translation. Bill Murray's character was doing a Suntory commercial. Fail says the company creates wonderful whiskies, but the stocks are limited.
You may get a shipment once every 3 or 4 months, if you're lucky. Whereas you can, you know, as a buyer, I can order Scotch pretty much without any sort of issue.
Fail says his restaurant group stocks many types of U.S. bourbons. He says independent bottlers are experimenting with ryes, malted barley, and wheat, trying to create a distinctive taste. Fail says artisans here in the U.S. are also buying whiskey from Scotland and aging it themselves.
You can age whiskey in anything, whether it's a bourbon cask and a rum cask, bourbon and port. You have this one that's aged completely in rum cask.
Fail says that Glenlivets, Laphroaigs, and Macallans of the world don't need to worry about being overrun by competitors anytime soon. He says only whiskey made in Scotland can be called Scotch, and there will always be a market for that. Jackie Northam, NPR News.